Veto on Impeachment, Act Now or Lose Our Democracy Forever. By Pam Kee on May 29, 2019. Wednesday on MSNBC's Hardball, 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, said it was time to impeach President Donald Trump or risk losing our democracy forever. O'Rourke said, "For more than a year I've been saying that it's time for Congress to act and begin impeachment proceedings. I think Robert Mueller made it as clear as day for all of us. Of the hundreds of pages of his report, he chose to focus on the fact that our political system, our democracy, was invaded by Russia." And then in between the beginning and the ending of his statement, he focused on President Trump. And he said this, "When a subject of an investigation obstructs that investigation, or lies to investigators, it strikes at the very core of our government's ability to get to the truth and hold the perpetrators accountable. He's telling us if he want to prevent this from happening again to our democracy, we have to hold those responsible accountable. The only method that we can do that is for our representatives in Congress to begin impeachment proceedings." On Trump claiming exoneration, O'Rourke said, "I think he has tried to cow those Republican lawmakers who are looking at their next election instead of looking at the next generation of Americans that are, I hope they can put their country ahead of their polling numbers, of the next election of the president, of their own party and to what's right for America. That's what this moment calls for." At the ending of Bob Mueller's statement, he said that this systematic attack by Russia on our democracy that demands the attention of every American. And the only way every American can be represented is through the House of Representatives. If ever there were a moment to act, it is this one. I agree with you, if Congress fails to act now, it's hard to see them acting in the future. If they fail to do that, we have set the precedent that some people, because of the position they hold, are above the law in this country. That begins the end of our democracy, and we cannot allow that to happen. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.